little bit of sunshine later. 5 minutes past eight now.
Why can't these managers be honest? Some are. Why, you know, it irritates me. Play that clip again of Kevin Blackwell.
I've turned the club around. So I think I've proved I can manage. That's not a problem. Fact is that I wanted to move ahead this season and purchase the players that I felt could have done that. But circumstances says that we can't. So I have to accept that.
I take it he was talking... That was after the our 3-0 smashing last night where we got stuffed.
Mm-hmm. But he said he's basically turned it around because when he took charge, finances were all over the place.
No,
and he's now...
No. That's and by the way, and if he did that, whippy-doo. However, now we're on our arse.
Yeah, but he got you to the playoff final.
No, we fluked our way to the playoff final. And by the way, when we got there, we didn't even bother turning up. And don't make me tell the story on the air, Kevin Blackwell, about the conversation we had the night before the playoff final. Because that amazed me, and I haven't told the story on the air yet. You don't, you know, how defensive does he sound this straight? I'll turn this club around. Yeah, turn this club around. Well, it doesn't matter what you've done. It's what you're doing now. It's week by week, and everybody knows that. You know, look at David Beckham. He's no longer playing in the England squad. You don't go, yeah, he was brilliant though, wasn't he? Do you remember against Greece? Oh, you got to put him in. It doesn't work like that. It's week by week. It's result by result, and that's it. I'll turn this club around. Well, you may have well have done. And by the way, you didn't do it single-handedly. You helped, but equally the fans helped. And by
and
the way...
He says he's very nice about the fans. He says that there's a great lot of fans and he understands why they're very frustrated.
Yeah, because we're losing games, because we're not good enough, because we've got a load of lazy donkeys playing bad football. And no one seems to be admitting it. The season ticket prices have gone up again. Ticket prices are up again. It's more expensive to watch us get beat by Sunderland at home than it was to watch us beat Chelsea 3 seasons ago. How do you work that out? It's ridiculous. That makes me so angry. Why don't they turn around? Right, Mick McArthur last night went... They said, what, you know, it wasn't Mick... it was...
Roy Keane?
Mick McCarthy on Sunday.
Oh, Sunday.
Against Wolves. They went, what do you think of that? They scored, like, in the 92nd minute. 1-0 to Wolves. He goes, well, I'll take it. Don't get me wrong, like, I'll take it. But, you know, we didn't really play that well. We should have been like in first half. We're all over the place. And Lee's absolutely had us at first half. You know what I mean? I swear that man gets more and more northern. When he talks at the beginning of the interview like that, and by the end of it, he's me bar gum when I were allowed. But he was honest enough to go, you know, it's not good enough. I mean, we were lucky. We got, it was great goal and everything, but we got to play better than that. We get beat 3-0. Our manager talks like we just won 3-0. I'll turn this club around. Look at me. Woohoo! We got beat!
He's on the defensive because he knows he's under pressure, doesn't he?
Of course he's under pressure. Anyway, that's it. Rant over. I think, do you know, like in X Factor, they have celebrity judges come in. Why don't we have celebrity managers?
Send Paula Abdul to Thorpe Arts.
Yeah.
She'd be good, wouldn't she?
What's your name, Stephen Craney? Okay. Let's see what you got. Dribble for me. I don't know.
I think it'd be brilliant.
I think it'd be great.
Dribble for
me. Send Louis Walsh in there for a week.
I liked it.
Do you know? How time wise would you like an orange?
David,
it's all right, we'll go out on the pitch and just, keep going. That's fine, don't worry. Anyway, let's move on.